Someone in the Vatican had heard that the second coming of Christ was about to happen. And everybody in the Vatican started to hear the rumors. All the offices are cracking with that rumors. And so the head of the cardinal knocked on the Pope's private apartment gently and went in and said, "Your Holiness, we have every reason to believe that the second coming of Christ is about to happen. What should we do?" The Pope looks up from his paper and he says, "Look busy." Busy is what we do every day. We do everything in life and we go and we do everything. So that's what our life is like. We establish our routine. We read the same column of the newspaper in order every day. We toast the same kind of bread day after day. And then we play bridges and walk the golf course with the same friend, the same people at the same time on the same day, week after week. And so we do a lot of things. We eat the same meal, the same menu from the dishes every Christmas, decade after decade. And we do all of that because we feel comfortable. We come to Mass every week and we park at the same place and we sit at the same pew every week. We do that because we are comfortable. And our habit is like an old shoe. We are comfortable in that old shoe. We feel like we can do a lot of things with our habits, you know. We feel comfortable doing it every day. Even if we do not do it well or the way we do it is not right, but at least we know that we don't have to put a lot of thoughts in it, and it helps us through the day. So we do things out of our habits every day. And sometimes it's good, you know, we have our habits and we get things done every day, what needs to be done. But sometimes that habit can kind of, it's not really pretty, because it can lock us into a small mindset that will tell us that this is all there is. And it locks us into that small, tiny idea, and even tinier hope that the world around us is so narrow and this is all we can see. So sometimes it's habits, our routine is good, then sometimes it's not good. It puts us into a very small box, and we do not look outside of that box. That's why today we hear Jesus say that he comes to heal the blind and release the captives, free the captives. No. So every day we do all of that things, and we know that Jesus today reminds us that our lives is meant to be really, really big. And if we are serious about God's gift to us, then every moment of our life is really big. Really, really big. Every moment of our life. The things that we do, the things that we do it over and over again and again and again, is a building block for eternal life. So everything that we do We use the gift that God gives us. We do it with passion. And that's how we build that building block for heaven. So today we pray that God can open our eyes to see the values of our day. And also we open our hearts that we can give the best of us to our brothers and sisters. Because when we do all of that, then we are building up the kingdom. And that one day we will be with God.